From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Back to the presidential race now. Barack Obama and John McCain are back in Washington this evening, where they're expected to cast votes in support of the financial bailout legislation. Earlier today, both senators made campaign stops in the Midwest and emphasized the need for the legislation. In a moment, we'll hear about McCain's stop in Independence, Missouri. First, NPR's Don Gagne on what Obama said today in his speech on the Senate floor.
Senator Obama flew from La Crosse, Wisconsin, where he held a morning campaign rally and landed in Washington just before 4 p.m. An hour and a half later, he was on the floor of the U.S. Senate, arguing in favor of passage of the $700 billion package designed to rescue the financial sector and avert an even more dire situation for the nation's economy. Obama said the package is not perfect, and he remains critical of what he calls the mismanagement of the economy that got us here. But he said action now is critical.
It's clear that, from my perspective, this is what we need to do right now to prevent the possibility of a crisis turning into a catastrophe.
Obama said he understands that many of his colleagues in Congress, Democrats and Republicans, have problems with the plan, but he urged them to step up and support it. Otherwise, he warned, the nation risks sliding into a deep and painful recession. He pointed to safeguards that are in place in the package. It is not, he said, a welfare plan for CEOs. And he stressed that under the plan, taxpayers become investors and that he expects every dollar spent on this now to come back to the American public once markets stabilize and regain strength. Obama acknowledged that that will take time and that there are no guarantees. As he wrapped up his 15-minute statement in the Senate, he invoked the words of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
During the great financial crisis of the last century, in his first fireside chat, FDR told his fellow Americans that there is an element in the readjustment of our financial system more important than currency, more important than gold, and that is the confidence of the people themselves. Confidence and courage are the essentials of success in carrying out our plan.
Senator Obama, late this afternoon on the floor of the U.S. Senate. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.